the most difficult questions actually to answer. There is a clear ayah, a verse in the Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the just, says, وَمَا كُنَّا مُعَذِّبِينَ حَتَّى نَبَعَثَ رَسُولًا. Allah is saying that we, and Allah, when Allah says we, it's because of His magnificence, but it means I, Allah is still one, that Allah says, I would not punish anyone without giving a proper warning. حَتَّى نَبْعَثَ رَسُولًا, until we send a messenger. So the message has to be presented in its right way to a person. And then when that person chooses to violate the rules of Allah, go against and reject His message, then he is liable to His punishment. Until that happens, only Allah can determine who did what, and whether the message was presented in its right format or not, and whether you rejected the faith because of arrogance, or because of being stubborn, or because you were misinformed. So Allah is the judge to that. And we Muslims like to take ourselves away from judging people. You cannot point the finger at a person and say, he is going to hell. The Prophet ﷺ, in a long hadith, teaches us that it happened in the children of Israel that there was two brothers. One was very righteous, praying all the time, praising God. The other guy was just doing whatever he pleased. So one night, the righteous person who was praying all said that, I swear that God will never forgive my brother. The way he's living and conducting himself, he will never be forgiven. And then the Prophet is saying that Allah had heard that and took offense, and Allah said, who are you to dictate to me that I would never forgive that person? Then I forgive him and I make your deeds null. So it is up to Allah to judge people. It is up to Allah to determine who goes where, to heaven or hell. All our job is to try to educate and present Islam in the proper form. We understand that before prophets or in between prophets, there are generations that are called in Islam or Islamic history, Ahlul Fatra, the people of the period, where there was no prophet, and most of the messages were deformed, and most of it was lost. And we recognize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will treat them specially, or Allah has a different method of treating those people. But the black and white is those who believe and follow and act on the belief, Allah will have mercy and big reward for them. Those who are presented with the truth and out of arrogance reject that truth, like the Pharaoh of Egypt, for example, as it's demonstrated in the Quran, when Moses came with clear signs, and the guy was so arrogant to admit that this is the true religion, and out of arrogance he rejected that faith, and Allah punished him. So this is black and white. And in between, there's a shade of gray. Those people who were misinformed, or did not know about Islam, or were not given the proper message, then it's up to Allah, God Almighty Himself, to judge them. And He has the perfect scale. Allah is saying, وَنَضَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْطَ لِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ فَلَا تُظْلَمُ نَفْسٌ شَيْئًا وَإِنْ كَانَ مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ مِّنْ خَرْدًا أَتَيْنَا بِهَا وَكَفَى بِنَا حَاسِبِينَ. So Allah says, we put the perfect scale for measuring the deeds of the humans on the Day of Judgment. Even if it's the minute act, حَبَّةٍ مِّنْ خَرْدًا, it's a measure that the Arabs used to as a weight of an atom. It will be counted for, and Allah saying, كَفَى بِنَا حَاسِبِينَ, that it is enough that we are the one putting the scale. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very just, as we all believe, and He will address these issues appropriately. It is not up to you and me to decide the fate of any person.